Chapter 76. Ephraim, he who walks the void. The first sound is 3,000 obsidian honor guards raising their ceremonial axes and taking the fighting stance to a war cry. The war jarls turn to see the threat. Behind their turned heads, Sephi looks no taller, no stronger, no more confident than a 5-year-old child. Horror, hope, fear and confusion all muddle together in a grotesque expression, then vanish, leaving only the icy, intelligent mask of Sephi the Quiet. I just don't think Sephi the Quiet will be enough. The second sound is metal on stone. 2 armored boots stomp down the corridor. Even from the side of the dais, I can see his huge helmet over the tallest guards. It's made of the skull of some exotic beast. Triple-horned, fused with asteroid metal and sparkling with diamonds, rubies and emeralds. The third sound is the scraping of a long metal chain that he drags in one hand. Dozens of abnormally large skulls hang from the metal, Azkamani kings. In the other, he hefts a bizarre spear saw over his shoulder. 2 dozen male jarls of the old tribe follow him out of the shuttle, instead of the true face of the beastly horde he leads. The fourth sound is an ululation from his metal throat, like the wail tin makes when it warps in windstorms. The song carries him to the end of the guard corridor, where a wall of Valkyrie bodyguards stand at the base of Sephi's dais. Whoever this man is, he couldn't be the father of Ragnar. It's a lie. A fear night trick. Kill him. Slag tradition, slag what the war jarls think. Osgard, Osgard, I need your help, I whisper. He stares at Volsung in terror. Osgard, my heel, I need your hand. Even the root-like fingers of his right hand hold more strength than do mine. He doesn't listen. Osgard! Volsung's entourage stops well shy of the throne. But Volsung carries on until Valkyrie block his way. He points his spear at Sephi's throne. Mine! He points at her crown. Mine! He points at the obsidian jarls. Mine! He waves his spear around to encompass Mars. Mine! His spear's spiked haft stomps into the stone, breaking Sephi from her trance. She signals her Valkyrie to take him. He rattles the long chain behind him like a snake. My father, Wagner, is dead, he says. Cut off this impostor's hands and feet. Save his liver for the buzzards and his cock for the dogs. I cheer inside as 3 women slip forward in a V to do the dirty work with their axes. Volsung moves like a whip. His spear separates. Its tip lurches forward and pierces through the face of the leftmost woman, coming out the back of her skull, still connected to the haft by some sort of metal wire. Volsung leaves it in and brings the back 3/4 of the spear around to smash into the axe guard of the rightmost woman. Something in her shoulder breaks, and she's almost lifted off her feet as she stumbles into the woman in the middle. Bellowing like a maniac, Volsung overwhelms them with savagery. Small teeth on the spear's length begin to saw, and he brings the huge spear down like a hammer in colossal overhand strikes, beating them to their knees, sawing through their armor, and then staving in their skulls in a traumatic display of brute strength. In 10 seconds, the 3 women make a meat salad on the floor. Oh, fuck. The whole Valkyrie bodyguard raises their rifles to fire on the man. More than 60 of Sephi's war jarls, all men, step forward and make a human wall around Volsung. An ominous silence grips the room as all realize this was planned. Volsung is no stranger to these male chieftains. He must have come to them in secret. When? Before Mars? When they landed? when Valdir, their idol, was arrested? Still, they pretend and shout for him to prove his identity.
I have lived three lives,
Volsung rumbles through that titanic helmet.
The last is that of Volsungfar, the second that of Pale Horse, slave knight to the warlord of Ash, the first that of Vagnar Hefgar, first broodmate to Alia Volaris, the Snow Sparrow, queen of the Valkyrie, brood father to the god Ragnar Volaris, and greedy, little Sephi.
He removes his helmet. A long tail of hair tumbles from his shaved skull, falling all the way to his heels. The male war-yawls thrust up their chins and bare their throats in submission, proclaiming him Ragnar's father. The others stare at the length of his valor tail. Even Unshorn is a boy to this man. Volsung looks to Sephi, black eyes glittering from eye-holes of the tattooed skull of a stained.
Have I so changed beyond the sun, child? Or are you now just a liar like your mother?
He tosses his helmet to the floor. It makes a seismic thump.
Look upon this face, and say you know it not.
Sephi is shocked dumb. The father of Ragnar would be over 80. Yet this man, covered with the blood spatter of her Valkyrie, looks barely 50, and moves smooth as any gladiator of the Hyperion Premier Circuit. In the light, he's more than the pale nightmare I saw in the darkness of the ice. His throat must have been ripped out years ago. The front third is metal, the trachea ribbed grey. His arms are bare and obscenely muscular. The left forearm is metal, with a metal hand and dagger-sharp fingernails that look like they extend on sliders. A horrible scar claims half his nose. Blue worm veins of age rejuvenation therapy web the sides of his skull, the first I've ever seen on an obsidian. Even Julii would flinch at the cost.
My father is dead, Sephi repeats like a mantra.
Volsung reaches under his vest to produce a broken amulet of a griffin.
You will remember this. If not the man who taught you to hunt,
he throws it at her.
Your mother broke it in half the day I was taken back to the stars, to be whole again when I returned. 50 years it took. 50 years to hear there was no sky burial for the mother of my pride, Alia. No high mountain tomb for her bones amongst ancient kin. Only a lonely cairn of shattered stone, with half of me lost beneath it.
You desecrated our sky temple? You slew Freyhild? You spit on the All-Mother? You attacked the Republic?
Sephi says, her rage playing tug-of-war with her confusion.
Why?
To free you from your chains, he says. Alia was desecrated.
Why?
Because in your heart you hold the truth. What good is a mother who sells her children? What good is a mother who harvests her young? What good is a mother who is a liar? No better than the frothing rot of a dead seal.
His voice is clever and evocative, and he mutates its tone like an amused mummer. He's no barbarian browbeating them with strength. He's trained in elocution, far better trained than I managed to make the Skoogie. A
I recognize the triple beat pivot of the Palatine's politico school. This is the Fear Knight's asset, his super weapon.
Under the All Mother, we were slaves, brothers, he smiles, sisters. Under the rule of women, our men were sent to the stars to die, while queens sat on thrones and knew the joy of the hunt on the ice. He wheels around, speaking to the honor guard, as much as the female-dominated Jarls. We died in sunborn wars, in their fencing practices, ridden down by horseback or grav boot for sport. In their gambling pits, we were forced to kill our brothers, but never our sisters.
He thrusts his huge hands into the air.
These hands have slain seas, he looks down. Seas of brothers, seas of kin.
Sefi has lost control. Volsung conducts like a master. He slowly opens his vest to reveal a body of muscles and scars and metal plates. A thick pattern of identical scars on his back and chest stand out from the rest. Their shape is unmistakably the slave brand of House Grimace.
This flesh has known slavery, he points a finger at Sefi. What do you know, girl? He smiles. Only how to be quiet, it seems.
It isn't only the male Jarls who laugh. While the Valkyrie stare in horror, the more numerous honor guard is intrigued. And why not? What he says is true. Most of the men were in the Gold Legions. Most of them were slaves. Sefi wasn't. What would she know of their horror? Even I note how small she looks, how timid her fierce veteran Valkyrie are to this lone terror. Yet she draws confidence from the movement of the women Jarls. Alienated by this man, they drift to make a thick wall of protection for the queen, each representing thousands of braves in the camps around Cimmeria. Yet Sefi is blind. She doesn't see how the words seep into the ears of the 3,000 honor guard. Other men in the room looked at the skinned Skugi, all of which were conveniently male and castrated. Or how Valdir, champion of the male braves, is now branded traitor. It was never about old ways and new. It was always about gender. How could she be so fucking blind? How could I not see it festering? Volsung bares his mangled teeth.
While you were silent, girl, I was a slave. While you struck down your unarmed mother, I conquered the tribes of the Far Ink.
He waves a hand back to the skulls on the chain.
These were their kings. While you let the Heatlanders infect you with weakness, I slew with my warsaw those who would not bow. I made cups of their skulls, slaves of their children, and whores of their wives.
He brandishes his spear. The way it glimmers, it must be made of a metal I've never seen.
All I have taken from the death grip of my foes. All you have stolen. From the head of a murdered mother, from the pockets of your noble ally, Tyr Morga.
He taps his forehead in respect.
From the legacy of your god brother, from the strength of your mate, you cannot even kill a drake without your servants. Without others, you are nothing. Just a cow who bleats she is queen.
He addresses the obsidians.
Obsidian follows strength. I see strength here.
With weakness held up by her crown,
I issued your queen a challenge, but she hid from me behind you. Brothers, sisters, look upon her.
Your queen is an ass, for she leads from the back.
The image of Sephi behind the wall of obsidian jarls now becomes an indictment, a mockery. Bar laughs and speaks directly to the honor guard behind him.
She would have you give up war. She would have you forsake the wind for roofs. Your stone and bone heritage, for the soft silk of Heatlanders. She would let their cities suck you dry. She would have you live in their world. I would have them live in ours. From the diamond mines of Kua'ur, to the boneyard of Karan, to the black thrones of Ultima Thule, the dark wind of the old father gathers to fall on the heatlands, to claim all for Volkland. Gold had its time in the day. Red faltered, but now we rise. He turns to Sephi. But only one can rule. Moo. He walks back and forth, mooing at her like a cow in mockery.
Badagi, Badagi, Badagi,
the male war jarls begin to chant. Fight, fight, fight. Many of the honor guard join them. Osgard weeps on the floor. I sag in exhaustion. Sephi should shoot him. I would shoot him if I had a gun. But she's a woman trapped by the ways of her own people. If she shoots Ragnar's father, the old tribe will shatter apart. If she turns down a challenger with a claim, she is not strength, and they will turn on her. If only Valdir were here, she must be thinking. Valdir would wrangle the fools in line. The queen of the obsidians looks at Xenophon in betrayal, then to me and Osgard, and taps her forehead in respect and apology. She peels Aja's razor from her arm, draws her war axe, and steps down from her throne. The obsidians watch father and daughter strip themselves of armor and circle one another barefoot in the center of the hall. Volsung is bare-chested, though his muscles themselves look like armor. He wields his warsaw with both hands. Sephi wears a sleeveless vest of Valkyrie blue. In her left hand spins the razor of Aja, and in her right a great axe. No more words are shared. They meet in a sudden flurry of violence that rattles my bones. Sephi bounds backward, more agile than the huge man, but not by much. She hops foot to foot, probing, sliding, and lashing forward. She is a spirit of the ice, nearly Valdir's match. By the reckoning of the dozens of gulls she sent to the void. But Volsung ignores the blades and recklessly thrusts at her heart with his warsaw, forcing her to turn her attack into a defense. He is old and has maybe lost a step, but he's cunning, and Sephi knows it. The recklessness was a trap to lure her into baiting him, and Sephi barely twists her heart out of the way as his blade scrapes along her ribcage. She spins back, but smelling blood, Volsung comes on like a bloody storm. Screaming at the top of his lungs, he goes berserker, hammering at the razor and axe as if he intends to chop them to splinters. He uppercuts with the hooked, piercing end of his warsaw. Sephi deflects with her razor, lifts her left leg, and sidesteps to her right. He pivots his spear and brings the saw half crashing down. She catches it with her axe. Veins bulge in his trunk of a neck. Muscles twist in his core, and he pushes down, down, down. Sephi brings the razor around underneath from her left to cut him in half. He pivots the bottom end of the spear diagonal,
blocks the razor outward. The metal of both instruments warps as they rebound, hers outward, his inward. He uses the momentum, driving with his legs as he uppercuts with the piercing end toward her opposite leg, ripping a canyon from her mid-calf through the inside tendons of her knee all the way up her inner thigh to her pelvis. Seffi stumbles back, and in six compact thrusts he punctures both her ankles, her kneecaps, and both her rotator cuffs. She falls like a slack puppet, her axe and razor clattering to the ground. It took less than a minute. Dead silence. I grow nauseous in it. I should have shot Xenophon and died in that room. This can't be happening. Some of the female Jarls bolt for the exits. The Valkyrie go berserk, but they're outnumbered and slaughtered. As pulse rifles whine and axes rise and fall in the periphery, Volsung watches his daughter crawl away from him toward her axe, leaving smears of blood on the stone. He stalks after her and stomps on the back of her head until she goes still. He places the axe in her hand and crouches with a knee on her spine to say, "Valhalla bears only the brave. Will you remain quiet in the end, my child?" Volsung straddles his daughter, putting his weight on her tailbone, and sets to grim work. With a knife from his waist, he cuts open her vest to reveal Seffi's tattooed back. In a tender, sawing motion, he carves off two long flaps of flesh from the shoulder blades to the tailbone, exposing her ribcage. She flails like a punctured fish. Then, with a small axe from his hip, Volsung hacks at the ribs on either side of her spine. She jerks in agony, but no sound escapes her. He discards the hatchet and pries open her ribcage from behind to expose her lungs. Tears leak from her eyes. She gasps for air. As peaceful as a man cleaning a fish, Volsung takes a handful of salt from a pouch and throws it on the wounds. Seffi spasms, the muscles of her limbs balling up in cramps. Not one of her war jarls comes to her aid. They watch the Valkyrie being slaughtered without drawing their axes. I grow sick with hate for them, for the betrayal and horror in Seffi's eyes. When Volsung realizes she will not scream, he nods with pride and kneels to dry the tears from her face. "Valhalla will welcome you, child. Go to our fallen who feast. Go to your brother in the Sky Hall. You are freed on All Father's wings." "Dear Morka will eat your heart," she rasps. "Perhaps," Volsung whispers, "my god is fickle with his favor." He reaches into her open back with both hands, and knowing the end is here, Seffi shouts with her last breath, "Hear, Glarag!" Her words turn to a gurgle as Volsung tears out her lungs and hurls them on the ground. She blinks at them. Her eyes drift closed, and only the tattooed spirit eyes look on. I shut my eyes and hear the crunch and hack of steel on flesh as Volsung continues his work. When I open them again, he has taken her heart. He holds it above him to show the war jarls. Blood sluices down his biceps into the white hair of his armpits. "All Father," he cries out, "All Father, I offer you these stains." It takes him 2 minutes to eat her heart. When he's finished, he shudders in satiation. "Worthy?"
Then he grabs Seffi by the ankle, forming a red trail as he drags her up the stairs to the Griffin throne and takes his seat. I seize the moment to crawl toward a fallen Valkyrie. With the angle, I can't free myself from the cuffs, but with her blade I'm able to pry open the heel of my boot and palm the heart spike packs altered for me. All kneel for their king, except for Osgard, who is allowed to stumble toward the remains of Seffi. He looks at her, and finally screams. It's more than a scream. It's a soul dying. He falls to his knees in horror at the sight of his queen's ribs, splayed out like bloody wings. Volsung tosses him the knife he used on Seffi. It skitters across the floor to slide to a stop in front of Osgard. But he's no longer Osgard. Spit drips down his lips. His remaining eye is glazed.
A red griffin, wasn't it, shaman? I have fulfilled your prophecy. Fulfill mine.
As if under a spell, the shaman picks up the blade, turns it around, and buries it into his remaining eye. As what was Osgard weeps on the ground, Volsung takes the razor of Aja into his hand.
700 years of slavery. 700 years of war. 700 years of anguish for them.
Seated on Seffi's throne, he closes his eyes and the distant roar of the crowd, ignorant of the horror coming for them, laps through the defiled building.
Reaper, 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 they chant.
Bar opens his eyes.
Sack the city. Take their treasures. Rape their men, their women, their children. Remind them the All-Father's truth. The world is yours if you can take it.